Gabriella.
He hasn't come on, but I just got on, so.
Oh, okay.
It's just a couple of minutes.
Brandon.
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Does anybody have a question for tonight?
Well, I did, but if somebody else has one, let them go first.
Does anybody else have a question? Well, I guess I'll answer yours then, Donna.
Okay. This was from Sunday's class on the 10 immunizations, and it was section 7. And your comment, I didn't quite see how I fit, but it was the words that you had to say that I just don't understand. It said a person no longer lives with the tetragrammaton. And, you know, how we say, I place Hashem before me at all times. And that it looks like it moves to the metaphor of Yad-Heh. So I was just hoping you would do a little bit more explanation there.
Okay. First off, you know what the word hey yud hey means? The shorish. It's a shorish.
Let me
pronounce it
louder. Hold on just a minute. Okay.
So did you hear my question?
No, I didn't.
Okay. My question is, do you know what the word haya, ayud, hey, means?
Has to do with future tense. And as far as assures, it looks like it's and there is, or and there will be, there shall be.
Right. It's exactly correct. Ayud, hey. Is the verb to be. It's a shorish. When you add the yud at the front, it becomes yud-hei, yud-hei. And that sequence of letters is a name of God when the correction is complete. The tetragrammaton is yud he vav he. The difference is that between the second yud of yud he and the vav of yud he vav he. The upper worlds are yud and he. they are always unified. The lower worlds are Vavanhe. They are sometimes unified and sometimes separated based on human activity. When the world that is coming arrives, that is Bina. That is the world that is coming, is represents the metaphor of after the Mashiach. The world that is coming after the Mashiach means the tikkun is complete, which means that Zeranpin will no longer have six sephirot, it will only have three, just like the Yud of Hachma has Keter, Hachma, and Bina. Yud He will no longer be Vav He, it will also be Yud He. It will be an exact mirror of itself. The upper worlds will be the same as the lower worlds, or more correctly, the lower worlds will mirror and be exactly the same as the upper world. That is what this comment is saying. We will no longer be connected to Hashem Yud Hey Vav Hey. We will be connected to the Hashem Yud Hey Yud Hey.
Walker.
Where the world is coming and Malchut, the physical world, will be the same. There'll be no difference between our physical world and the world of Briah, the world of Atzilut. They will all be equivalent. That is what we're trying to arrange. That's the world that is coming, is this world of peace and serenity. And it's represented by the name Yud Hey Vav, Yud Hey Yud Hey.
Okay, good.
That gives you more clarity?
26 to 30. You know, Yud-Hey becomes 30. There's the three columns in unity, so I can understand it. I think because seeing Yud-Hey, written with words rather than the Hebrew letters,
right.
That was why I think it didn't strike me at the day of the class, you know, that it took some time to, but I didn't quite see the connection between your comment with the way that it went with the verse of 7. And then I was wondering, what did you mean when you said, I've not reached this level either, just tasted it a few times? What do you mean about just tasted it a few times? Can you give an example?
I think I've described a certain meditation that I had experienced. It was the first day that I laid tefillin, and that was the reading of the Megillah Esther. It was Purim day. And as you know, in the Kabbalistic minyans, they don't make noise. They meditate on the eighth name of the 72 names, Tafetah, which is a laser-like energy that destroys negativity. In that meditation on one of the names of Haman, I was meditating on the name Kafetah. And when I came out of the meditation, became more conscious, I remember being part of the light. I remember being the light, being within the light. All of these adjectives don't apply to the picture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to express what I was feeling in that moment. And then I was not in the light. I was separated. I was a little spark. And I didn't want to be a little spark. I wanted to be back in the light. I wanted to be part of that unity. The unity of the Yud with the Hay in the upper worlds as they are now. The unity that the lower worlds will become. That's what I wanted to be. That's what I was yearning to find and renew and get back to. That yearning, if you'll remember when I teach the four phases, that yearning is how we describe the creation of the desire to receive. Malchut wakes up with the consciousness that I once had everything and I want it back. I demand it back. I yearn for it back. Whatever words and adjectives express this total focused desire, that's the tasting. And I couldn't stay there. And every day, I yearn for that taste to return. And if you think you understood what I just said, you absolutely do not. Because you need to experience it.
Well, I think I did experience. I've told you, I've told this story before that one night, all of a sudden, we were in bed, and that particular house, our bedroom, had a very high window, and we had shutters, wooden shutters that are popular today, but back in the that would have been, I guess, the 70s. And the whole bedroom just was filled with light. And when I looked down the hall, the light was filled with light. And I got up. My whole house was all lit up. And I did look outside of the sliding glass door. And it was a bright full moon. But anyway, I came back to bed and I shook Tony and, I told him to look, and he kind of just halfway opened his eyes and said, oh, it's just moonlight. But that light stayed all the way till just before dawn, and I can only tell you that it was inside me, and it was just super joy. I felt it leave just before dawn. But I didn't think of asking any questions. All I could do was just bask in this light. And then it took me a couple of weeks to realize, what I had experienced. And I've never experienced it again. But I tell you, every time I look out and see a full moon, I remember that experience. But so I kind of maybe can't relate to your experience, but I think I did.
You tasted it. That's what it is. It's a taste of the world that is coming. It's a taste. It can't last.
I thought later, why didn't I ask this question or that question? Well, you just didn't think of asking questions because you were no longer in lack.
And it was only when you separated, and went away that you felt the lack. That's what the world that is coming is. And the essential answer or question or combination, the way it was explained to me by Rabbi Berg, and in this 10 Luminous Emanation, it goes into a discussion of it. But the way it's explained is that at every spiritual level, you are given a taste, and then it goes away, and that taste is a memory. It's an impression of what you felt, and you strive to replace that what you felt You yearn to replace what you felt, and that's what motivates you to continue on your spiritual path. So on every level, you're given a taste relative to the level that you're at. You're given that taste, and then you yearn and do the work, and then you get back to that level. And that's what I meant when I said Yud-Heh Wu Yud-Heh.
Okay.
And I have to just keep emphasizing, if you think you understand it, you don't. You experience what you experience, and that experience is your taste. And every other person will have an experience that is their taste. Sometimes they will remember the taste. They will remember the feeling of that experience. Other times they don't. They have it in the meditation, and they'll come out with just a feeling that something happened, something special happened, but you can't remember it.
Well, it was meaningful, too, because, and I can't say I understand it, but it's also my 72-letter name.
I understand.
That keeps popping up. That keeps popping up in our classes, you know. And, of course, I think that all the names are for all of us. So just because that particular one happens to be my 72 name, it doesn't mean that. I was thinking during the week, I saw on the 72 name, what stood out to me was the letters of Shore that meant the bull, which I like to think of as the ox because it's not the bull that we think of. And the letters were in position, but it had a different connotation. So it was another 72 name that was like having a different position and a different meaning. And I thought, well, you know, I hesitated to ask the question because it did have to do with my 72 name. But then I thought, no, because it's still a sharing idea, because all the names of the seven, all the triads of the 72 names have meaning for all of us. At least I think that. So anyway, that's why I asked the question, and I'm sure there's going to be many more little step-by-steps with this.
It definitely is a sharing question, and there's a reason why it needed to be recorded, and I will put it up on the website when it comes through, but I will mention one other thing, just because you brought it up, of the Shore, Shin Vav Resh. That's one of the 72 names when it's permutated. The Shore is the Taurus, the bull, but it's also the Gematria 506, and it's the same letters as Vav Shin Resh, the name that has to deal with spiritual memories. And really, Vav Shin Resh, in that order, you have the Tetragrammaton, not that you have Zeron Pin, the Vav, and then the Shin and Resh is the Shoresh for the word Shar, straight. You're going straight to Zeron Pin.
Well, I think it's opening up the 72-letter name for us more, you know, more than just reciting it like we've been doing. No, it's...
I wrote during the emails for the first number of years, I expanded on the meaning of each 72 name and gave you a different understanding for each name, and if you've read any of the commentaries by Zion Nefesh from the Daily Zohar, he specifies to reminds you that each 72 letter name. Each triad of those three letters has to be permutated. And there'll be different meanings and different connections through each of those names. And look, if we have an hour to do on every class, every triad, we could do that. That's why I wrote them out. But they're still available. Well, you just have to go back to the old emails if you have them, and if not, I can give you access to them through the contact email program. And you can go do the researches and put it in, get it set up. And anybody wants to do that, it's there. There's a whole lot of that information that's complete and others that are not that I could complete. But it's time consuming. There's a lot of contemplation of the triad. There's a lot of meditation upon the triad. There's a lot of bringing the triad into your soul by utilizing the letters of your name, as you know that I do, and that I will provide you once you've been using the chart for 6 months. So what you're asking for has really been done and is being done, and it will continue to be done, which is a nice way of segue into that. Adonai Melech, Adonai Malach, Adonai Imlo.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Are there any other names, any other questions? Everyone have a beautiful evening. Shalom Gadol.
Thank you. Good night.
Reminding you to say for Yetzirah tomorrow afternoon if I don't fall asleep again or space out. And reminding you Monday night is important for Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.